everyone, and welcome to our video. Today we're talking to Ben Barker. So, Ben, can you introduce yourself to everyone?
Sure, yeah. I'm a organizer, writer, and farmer from southeastern Wisconsin. I've been an activist for about 8 or 9 years, and specifically a pro-feminist, anti-porn activist the last 4 years.
Wow, that's great. How old are you, Ben?
I'm 21.
Great. So you've been anti-porn since you were 17, right?
That's right.
Awesome. Okay, well, I should introduce myself. I'm JC, and I'm the executive director of antipornography.org, which is a non-religious, non-partisan, non-profit organization that works to prevent and combat the devastating harms of pornography, prostitution, and sex trafficking. So today we're going to be discussing why you are anti-porn, Ben. So before we do that, it's very helpful to define what we're talking about here. If we're going to be anti-porn, we have to say what is porn or pornography, because we know that people like to think sometimes that we're anti-sex or anti-masturbation or anti-nudity, and all of those are not the case. So can you describe to people, before you say that, why you're anti-porn, what you mean by pornography?
Sure. Yeah, well, I look at pornography as an industry, really, and an institution. That's really based on one particular type of sexuality, definitely not sexuality as a whole. And this sexuality is based on the objectification that is making something into an object to be used, and then the exploitation of women in particular, primarily women, I should add, and also others. And this industry is really run by men, and this is significant within a patriarchal culture like ours, that I don't really believe that there's a way to do egalitarian versions of this exploitation of women within a patriarchy.
Okay, great. And for the people who might be new to feminist language and terms, can you just explain what you mean by patriarchy or patriarchal culture?
Absolutely. I mean that all the institutions, from the most large scale to the most personal, are really set up to benefit men and to maintain male power over women. And, you know, the most egregious effects of this are seen in the outright, you know, violation of women by men. And then those actions being protected really in a systematic way through courts, and then also just more broadly through the culture. So I'll give an example. Say that there's two students, right, and one is a man, one is a woman. That man sexually assaults that woman. So in an egalitarian and an equal culture, that man would be held accountable by everyone, we'd hope. But within a patriarchy, within a male-dominated culture, that man is rarely punished and tragically even celebrated.
Wow. Well, sadly, that is the truth, as I, as a woman, can attest to, and as many other women can attest to as well. Not that there ever isn't justice, but we know that it is not the norm and is rare. Okay, great. So what we'd like to do is just have you complete the sentence. I'm anti-porn because, so go for it, Ben. Tell us why you're anti-porn.
I'm anti-porn because as a human being and as a living being, I understand that I have boundaries, physical boundaries that I want absolutely respected, not to mention emotional boundaries. And I believe that all other beings should be afforded that same right. And that on a more personal level as well, or on a level of sexuality, I want my sexuality to be free of violence against another person. That is to say, I don't want to have to see somebody being dominated or to dominate somebody in order to feel sexually whole.
That's pretty profound, and we're glad that there are people like you, particularly males, who are speaking up about this. You're setting a great example to other men who need to learn more about this. Okay, great. So how did you become anti-porn?
Well, the anti-pornography piece really came out of the more broad pro-feminist piece. So to back up a little bit, I was involved in some radical leftist subcultures. And to kind of unpack that terminology, I was really into networks of young, primarily privileged anarchists, basically. And
can you just explain what an anarchist is?
Well, not just an anarchist, anti-authoritarian more broadly. See, it's hard because a lot of these subcultures didn't have a lot of they didn't have a very deep political agenda, so it was more surfacey, kind of just social scenes.
So kind of just standing up against the man kind of thing, rebellious, anti-authority sort of thing.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, and breaking boundaries, right? That's the thing. So there are some good boundaries, I think, in this world to break. Boundaries like institutions that maintain poverty. So boundaries that maintain racism. We need to break those boundaries for sure and replace it with something better. But unfortunately, what I was seeing is that the wrong kinds of boundaries were also being broken. The boundaries of the human beings that are the most disempowered by the man, right? So as just an empathetic person, I was really dismayed and as I was growing up, I was starting to understand that something's not right here. So really I had to sort of break away from those subcultures as I started reading more books about really egregious social issues that needed tackling by activists. And I started down all sorts of different avenues doing social justice and environmental activism and writing. And when I came upon feminism, and specifically radical feminism, which asserts that men as a class, as a group, have power over women as a class or a group by virtue of the larger system called patriarchy, this really opened up a lot of doors for me personally, not just on the political level, but I really felt like for the first time I could break free of the constraints of manhood that never seemed right to me. Like, why should I affirm who I am by dominating someone else? And so the logical next step for me was to address pornography and see how consuming images of dehumanized and violated female human beings was shaping how I looked at the world, and really was totally and utterly incongruent with any ideals of social justice that I held.
Well, that's great. We hope others can follow in your path and come to those same realizations and have that same consistency in their life between their political and personal stances on things and, you know, to understand that pornography is a violation of that.
Right.
Great. Okay. So why should other people be anti-porn?
Well, For people who are interested in creating some kind of social change, right? For people who recognize that the culture that we live in negatively impacts large populations of people, negatively impacts the natural world, I think it's really crucial to just connect the dots and take the next step to recognizing that the violation, the oppression of women is a vast and also central part of the larger dominant culture that we are going up against on all these other issues. And on a more broad level, just for everyone, I truly believe, as Robert Jensen says, that we have a choice to be men or to be human beings. And if we want our identity to be free if we truly want to grow and explore who we are and can be as free human beings, we need to have a free sexuality. And that sexuality has to be shaped by, loving, respectful exchanges with other human beings. And we just simply aren't going to get there until we overturn the larger institutions of sexual violence. Until sexual violence is nowhere accepted, celebrated, allowed or made excuses for. And in the meantime, it's extremely easy, and I can attest to this, to free our own sexuality from the very harmful images and messages of pornography.
Got it. Okay. So you've done some writing about the harms of pornography, right?
I have, yeah.
Great. Okay, so we think your writing is great, and we'd like people to check it out. So we're going to put some links to it in the description of this video. And you've also did a talk or a presentation at the 2013 Stop Porn Culture Conference, right?
I did, yeah.
Good. All right. So there's a video of that on YouTube, and we're going to put a link to that in the description of this video as well, so people can check that out too.
Wonderful.
Good. All right. So I just wanted to say that we're very happy to have you tell us why you're against porn, and that we also have other videos with you. So if people want to check those out, again, check the description for links. And also, we would like more people to tell us why they are anti-porn, because we know that there's a lot of different reasons to be anti-porn, and we would like to have as many diverse voices as possible speaking out on this issue. So if there's anyone else out there who would like to share with us why you're anti-porn, please feel free to upload your own video and share it with us, or send us an email or connect with us via our website, and let us know that you want to do a video with us. And all we'll do is just ask the same questions that we just asked Ben. You know, how do you define pornography, and why are you anti-porn? How did you become anti-porn, and why should other people be anti-porn? So it's pretty easy, and we hope to hear from more people. That would be great, right, Ben? Have more people telling us why they're anti-porn?
Yeah. I really encourage people to get in touch. It'd be great to hear more stories.
Right. The more the merrier. Join the anti-porn team, the winning team that cares about humanity and has compassion for all people, all living beings. Great. Okay, so we're going to end this video now. So thank you again, Ben, for speaking up. It was great to have you, and we hope everyone checks out all of your writing and videos and all our other videos, and we'll see everyone later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Thank you.